Our health and health programs are a big topic of conversation these days, as well they should be. And that's what we're going to spend a bit of time with as well. Let's start with a look at women's health issues. As a woman, do you rely solely and completely on your doctor and their efforts in your care and well-being? Or are you an active participant as well? Well, if you're not, you should be. And maybe even more important, if you're not, you can be, as long as you have the right knowledge and information. That's where my next guest comes in. You see her weekly on the hit Bravo TV show Married to Medicine. She is also a strong proponent for women's health issues, who has teamed up with Secret to raise awareness about a time in a woman's life that we call menopause. We say good morning to Dr. Contessa Metcalf. Thanks for being here today, Doctor.
Thank you for having me. And look, and thank you for being an ally, because you know, of course, that we are going through it, and sometimes we're not always verbal about it, but we rely on empathy from our partners and our friends and our brothers to help us navigate this process as well.
Well, I was just going to add, you know, someone listening might be saying, what is he doing talking about that? Well, I, in my past, had dated a woman who hit that stage in life, and two things I learned my capabilities of: support and patience.
That's right. That's right. And women do go through a lot of changes in life, which is actually amazing. It feels great being a woman. But while we feel very comfortable talking about, you know, hormonal changes from pregnancy, when it comes to perimenopause and menopause, we're not quite so verbal, right? So these symptoms that we're talking about, hot flashes and shifts in body odor, could actually make us feel quite unprepared. But empowerment is what we're talking today. And it really starts with just awareness, knowing what to expect and feeling supported. And that is actually why I'm partnering with Secret. Now, Secret understands how important it is to provide women with the tools and the confidence they need to navigate these changes and feel their absolute best every day.
And that certainly makes what's happening more tolerable, because is this true or false, Doctor? Women especially will think, well, menopause is a natural occurrence, and I just need to go on autopilot. How wrong is that line of thinking?
So wrong. It's so wrong, because it is actually something that we never used to talk about, because it wasn't a lot of research happening, and there wasn't a lot of therapy, and there weren't a lot of tools. But right now, we know it's all about preparation and understanding. And one proven solution, because we're talking about problems, but let's talk about some solutions, is using Secret Clinical Antiperspirant and Secret Whole Body Deodorant together, because this dynamic duo is specifically designed to manage the symptoms many women, like me, actually, are facing during these hormonal changes, like excessive sweating and changes in our body odor. And when we use these two products together at night, this regimen can provide up to 10 hours of overnight dry feel, which means fewer interruptions of your sleep from night sweats and even less reliance on things like fans or even making you bad because I'm turning my AC down, right? So it's just a simple step that can help women feel more comfortable as a part of their nightly routine.
And there's probably a better way to phrase it, but if you can avoid feeling swampy, you're going to feel a lot better about yourself.
Absolutely. And you know what? And you don't even understand until it happens to you the first time, or more importantly, you have three children like I do who feel very comfortable telling me, Mommy, did you take a shower? Oh, I did, like one last night and one this morning. But that's the point. So if we have some tools out there that are actually quite easy, they don't necessarily involve, every single step doesn't involve going to see your doctor. You can just literally go and pick up some, you know, Secret Clinical Antiperspirant, which is actually designed for and regulated for powerful underarm sweat protection, or the Secret Whole Body Deodorant, which, again, is like a game changer because it is designed for external areas beyond the underarms. That means the chest, your back, between your breasts, your inner thighs, and other private areas, because together they can help target odor-causing bacteria and manage sweat in those areas where it shows up the most during menopause.
You mentioned you having kids. How important is it for moms to teach, prepare, make their kids aware? Well, you're not there yet, but you're going to be where I'm headed for.
Yes, because my mom never talked about it before she passed away. And I have an older sister who, quite frankly, still doesn't talk about it. And so, you know, when it comes to women, we do face a range of physical and emotional changes, especially during our transitional life stages like perimenopause and menopause. And so if you talk to your kids and actually warn them, because everyone's life experience is different, and so it's really about also finding out what works for you and also reminding them to talk to their healthcare provider, someone like me who understands that going through these stages is quite normal and manageable, that actually makes a big difference. And again, you know, understanding that there are companies out there like Secret who believes in developing products that helps mitigate those symptoms and can actually help us feel more in control and more confident as we navigate these changes as they come our way.
So, Dr. Contessa Metcalf, married to medicine, secret.com to find out more about the products that the good doctor's talking about. ChastainMedicine.com, find out more about the doc's professional side of things. BravoTV.com, learn more about married to medicine and listen to issues and ideas. And as a doctor, how important is honesty from the patient? I mean, how often do you get a patient and you know something's happening and you ask them to go, no, I'm fine?
It's so important because, you know, one thing I will say, if you can't tell your doctor your deepest, scariest secret, then you have the wrong doctor. You need to be able to tell your doctor everything. And just know that we're taught as medical professionals to not judge. Of course, people are going to still maybe do that sometimes, and that's when maybe there's a reason for you to find a new doctor. But again, my job is to do no harm and to make you better. And so be comfortable sharing anything, right? Anything that you're going through and anything that's happened, because again, our job is to help you, not judge.
And when it comes to treatment too, is it always to the meds, or like with menopause, for example, hormonal therapy, or is there lifestyle changes that can lessen the need for that?
Yeah, that's awesome. So for instance, one tip that may surprise people is that actually, especially for women going through perimenopause and menopause, if they apply their antiperspirant at night, it's more effective at night. And so we actually recommend starting that sweat and odor protection before bed, because again, then you're kind of, you know, beating it at the pass, right? You're doing it and you're, you know, getting that 10 hours of dryness, which is going to, again, allow you to have more restful night's sleep, which again is not going to make you so cranky the next day or have, you know, those memory changes that we talk about, because again, some of those changes are purely because we're not getting enough sleep.
I want to wrap up with a question that this is my curiosity always comes about, and I so rarely get to talk with someone in your position in the media side of things.
Yeah.
Has being a part of Married to Medicine come with a price for you in any way?
Well, you know what? For me, the price has been very positive. One of the things I did while I was on the show is I actually went back and got a graduate degree. And I had a big challenge with that because being a mom of three, and my husband's a physician as well, a lot of women like me, you know, we try and then we're like, I got to take a break because the kids and, you know, job and other stuff comes first. And a lot of times we'll put our dreams to the back. And so when I've been on the show, I've had so many women who've come up to me and said, you know what, I always wanted to do something, but because I saw you do it, actually, I felt more empowered that, you know, wasn't a dream that I had to let go, you know, fall by the wayside. So that has actually been the positive. And also, I'm a Navy veteran, and so there's been also a lot of people who will tell me that their kids, you know, joined the military because of me, or even I came in as a doctor. And so other kids also considered the military for a scholarship like I did. So for me, it's been nothing but positive.
And you're definitely the difference between living a life and existing. You certainly live a life.
I tried to make my parents proud. That's what I really did. But thank you so much for saying that. It feels really good to hear.
I'm going to give you three websites, and they are on our homepage as well, to find out more about the Secret products, secret.com. Learn more about Dr. Metcalf's professional side of things, ChastainMedicine.com. And learn more about Married to Medicine, BravoTV.com. Dr. Contessa Metcalf, a pleasure speaking with you. And as a guy learning about a women's issue, a pleasure learning from you as well.
Well, the pleasure was all mine, Chris. And you have a wonderful rest of your weekend.